Is it time for a podcast already?
Check 1-2, check 1-2, check 1-2, check 1-2.
I go to your seat, lady, cause this one's a screamer!
I didn't know that.
Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of the Garlic Jar Podcast Show. On tonight's episode, right out of the gates tonight, we are going to announce the winners for our lottery ticket extravaganza giveaway. So I just want to remind everybody that all of the proceeds from this giveaway are going to Toys for Tots when we're able to drop stuff off in the winter. So as we start buying, you know, toys and collecting all of the gifts that we're going to donate, we will update you guys on the loot that we've purchased so far. And I just want to let everybody know that so far, we were able to raise $370 for Toys for Tots. And that absolutely, like, blows me away. So I just want to thank everybody that has participated in getting our tickets. And people are asking, like, when we're going to do, like, another charity giveaway. So we do have some stuff in the works that's going to be, you know, for the month of October and November. And then we're probably going to do, you know, another charity drive in December. So I don't know, Matt, what do you think? Should we be making this like a monthly, bi-monthly basis here?
Hell yeah, we're going to do something. And you know what? It's kind of funny because, like, It didn't even take like 15 minutes for somebody to message me, like text message. Like, because I mean, you know, you put something on Facebook, not everybody's so interactive with it. They're not going to post. And I'm sure we will get some messages or something like that. But I mean, I'm already getting, like you said, I'm already getting the questions. Like, are we going to do another event like this where, you know, there's another lotto giveaway or a money giveaway?
And if there's another prize that you guys want instead of lottery, like, let us know and we'll make it happen. Because we like to do things for charity. Currently, we have this Toys for Tots giveaway going on. And then Matt has our swear jar, which goes to some of the animal shelters in the area.
Yep, and that's looking pretty good. I mean, Jesus, I mean, just doing the tally on that the other day, and, you know, Zach's always on top of it. He's always on top of that during the episodes. Yeah, he's got the ducks in a row. And I mean, right now we're looking at, I think it's $138 right now, just going to, so that's out of my own pocket going to an animal shelter, and that's just for all the fucks and the shits and all the other words that are flying on this episode. So that's $139. You know?
All right. So, but before we announce our winners, I want to let everybody know that we were able to raise $370
that's
for
awesome.
The Toys for Tots, which is amazing. Like, that's, we can donate a lot of toys to this cause with that money.
But think about that though, Jen, right? $370 made, right? That goes to Toys for Tots. We're going to be able to get a decent amount, like you said, in the loot. But think about this. Here's some stats. So that means we sold 74 tickets. And within those 74 tickets, I mean, there was 10 chances that people had on each ticket.
Correct.
So those red stubs that we had in the bucket tonight, we shuffled them up. There was 740 little stubs floating around in that bucket. And like I said, I have to thank everybody too, personally. Because I honestly, I mean, I was out there, I was going to places, I was making sure I was going to family, I was going to friends, I was going to bar mitzvahs, I was going all over the places here, you know, and no, but you know, trying to do what I can to get on the road and go out and socialize, because I am a very sociable person, you know, I wanted to make sure that, you know, let's sell these tickets, like, let's do something good here. We have a spot that we're going to be able to drop the toys off at. We have a, you know, it's a very good venue because it's military appreciative, especially with veteran affairs and everything like that. So it's right here in town and it's great. Yes, absolutely. And I'm just, like I said, thank you so much, everybody. I'm so stoked. You are fucking awesome.
Yes, and Matt and I are just going to, that was, you know, $370, and we're just going to round that straight up to $400 between Matt and I. So that's going to be a good amount of stuff we can drop off. So thank you, everybody, again, for participating and liking, sharing our page, sharing the contest. And I'm just glad that there was a lot of participation. This whole thing pretty much was Matt's
idea. I'm having
a
beer.
So
I'm going to cheers to that.
There you go. Cheers yourself,
hell
Matt.
Yeah.
So Matt was like the mastermind and the brains behind this operation.
No, no, it was a giveaway. It was a team effort. It was a team effort.
I suggested the charity. I didn't do that much work, Matt.
We all did very well. All three of us, three heads together, you know. We're the tripod here, so.
Yes. So
we're speaking of tripod, our other leg is missing tonight, so.
Yeah, he's still at the beach.
Yeah, he's enjoying the beach right now. You lucky SOB, you.
That is true. So
bring some of that good weather home, please.
Well, let's announce our lucky SOB that's going home with the lottery tickets.
Let's do it.
So Matt pulled, if you guys have seen his Facebook post by now on our Garlic Jar page and his personal Facebook social media page. The lovely skeleton was holding our ticket
that
number
card.
That
would be
Vito D. Vito. Vito was holding the winning number, and that is 9603. So 9603. And while everybody's trying to search for their ticket stubs, the winners go to Donnie, Tina, and Abby.
Yep.
So they are going to take home our lottery basket, and they are required to let us know if they win any money.
Yes, congratulations, and I hope you win big.
Yeah, we wish them nothing but the best. So thank you everybody that participated.
Yep.
So,
oh man, don't you feel great for having a nice charity like that though? I mean, like, yeah. At the end of the day, you know, like, I mean, that was awesome. Like, it's just it's so nice to know like where this money is going and what it's going to do, you know.
I'm really excited. So
me too. I really am.
I'm really touched that everybody wanted to participate. I was a little nervous in the beginning, but...
No, but, you know, I mean, I think it's awesome that we're just getting the feedback already. Like I said, 15 minutes after pulling a number, people are asking, well, when's the next one? When's the next one? What's it going to be? Like, is there something coming up for Thanksgiving? Is there something coming up for Christmas? And, hey, like I said, we didn't hash out any details yet because we want to focus on next month being the Jack-O-Lantern contest.
Yes, yeah, so we're going to give you some details, at least some starting details. So October, which is next month, we are going to be doing our, well, actually, it's our second annual because we did it last year, too, if you remember.
We did. We had our first annual because we had our first winner being Matt Washkush from Germany.
So you can, you know, carve your jack-o'-lanterns, which a lot of people just do that regardless, like, you know, themselves anyways. So post a picture to our social media and tag us in it or, you know, send us an email, like, with the picture. If you have our personal numbers, you could text us as well. And, you know, then we'll judge it up and see who takes home the prize, which we don't have a prize yet for it, but we will.
Absolutely. 100%.
You know, everybody start thinking about what you're going to carve on your pumpkin. Last year I did a bat and a cat.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that. Last year, I think I just stayed traditional. I just did the traditional faces. I didn't go overboard. The year before that, I know I did a Jack Skeleton one, you know, with the big oval eyes and then obviously the skeleton slit, you know?
Yes.
And that was a pretty cool one. I really enjoyed that because I got a wide pumpkin for that one so that the smile would be wide enough for the mouth.
See, I don't know about you, but I always pick the design before I go looking for the pumpkin.
See, I'm complete opposite. It's all about the pumpkin because I'll vision the design that I want to be able to cut into it as soon as I pick it. And then I'll be able to decide, okay, based on this is the good looking pumpkin. I already know what I'm going after.
See, you know? I pick the design first so then I know to look but for that's like, smart a too. Pumpkin. Because I remember when we were kids, we did Bert and Ernie the one year.
Oh, okay. So you probably like did a like short... a wide and a tall, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So like it's just been engraved to...
Yep.
You know, pick a good design.
And that was like one year. I remember doing Mr. Ghostface from Scream. I bought a tall white pumpkin, and I carved the Scream face into the tall white pumpkin. That's a good idea. I mean, hey, maybe somebody's thinking of that. But like, you know, it's kind of intrinsic because you're really trying to follow those patterns, like the eyes, the deep mouth that goes down, and everything like that. So, like, you want to kind of get, like, those little details into the pumpkin. And I know how people are. Like, when they try to carve something, they really want that face to be, you know, specific, you know? So, mm-hmm. It's all about detail. It's all about detail.
Yeah, like, I can't carve, like, 3D effects into mine. Like, you know, you see some of those, like, pumpkin carvers, and they're just phenomenal.
Yeah,
but
forget it.
I'm not that good.
I can do the stencil. Yeah, no. I'm not going to be over here with, like, a vegetable peeler scraping the outsides of it. Like,
yeah,
making
no.
It, yeah. I can't do that. I will tell you, I mean, I do admire that. I mean, that's a hell of an art, you know?
Yeah, like I love to watch like Halloween Wars.
The Food Network, yeah.
Yes.
And yeah, that's some really cool shit. Definitely.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, like I said, we could say nothing more than congratulations to our winner and thanks to everybody. Yes. And that's exactly where we put it.
Yeah, so we'll get back with you guys once we know what we're doing next.
Yep. So what are you snacking on? What are you drinking tonight?
I'm boring, Matt. I'm not eating anything. And
that's all right.
I just drink water because, you know, water is life.
Well, hey, water is life, and water is probably the best thing that you could ever drink. 100%. You know? But, you know, I mean, based on this and everything that I'm doing, I mean, you know, it's the weekend. I kind of want to unwind. It's Labor Day, of course, you know. So, yeah, I'm just enjoying a nice Voodoo Ranger, the Juicy Haze IPA. That's what I got here in my wheelhouse, and it's tasting really good tonight.
Okay.
So, and I had a Schaefer-Lee before that, a Schaefer-Lee pumpkin ale. Big recommendation, speaking of pumpkins and jack-o'-lanterns, if anybody's looking for a good pumpkin ale to buy, definitely check out Schaefer-Lee. You could get it at Joe's Beer Man. I know they have a ton of it. And also down over at the, I want to say it was Kennedy's, right before you get into German, right there in the main area, they have it too. So okay. It's good there stuff. Go. Really good.
There you go.
So what do we got on the agenda? I believe we're going back to old school efforts here tonight. I love it. I'm looking at the agenda, and all I could think about is like those old day whiteboards where we have the topics written down and we're ready to roll.
Yeah, we're going back to some like current events that's going on this week.
That's cool.
But I think I'm going to go off script for like a quick second.
Go for it. You know what? That's what a podcast is all about. You just express yourself. Come on now. Let's go.
So like we have like towards the end of the night, hopefully we're going to talk about some like, you know, like new releases coming out.
Yeah.
I have to say, so like I am incredibly disappointed with Disney Plus because they did not put Shang-Chi on.
How did I know you were bringing this up?
I'm aggravated because like I don't know, like I really enjoy paying the $30 so I can watch the movie in my pajamas on my couch.
I don't blame you because I do too. Yeah.
So do you know how disappointed I was when I went on to Disney Plus like Friday night after I finished like class and work and Shang-Chi is nowhere to be found? Do you know how disappointed I was?
I could say that you were pretty disappointed.
Yeah.
Or yes, should I say, actually, could we say pretty or should we say very?
Because
I mean very, extremely. I would think very extremely. Okay, so that's even worse.
So I had to like do some like Google searching. I'm like, why is this not here? Like, did my Disney Plus need to like update or something? Is it just, you know, like... just not here? And then apparently we have to wait 45 days.
Okay, so let me get this straight. It's in theaters now, so we got to wait 45 days after the theatrical release for it to go to Disney Plus?
Yeah, and then I'm still unsure if it's going to be like premiere access or if it's just going to be on Disney Plus for everyone to watch.
And you know what the thing is? All I keep on hearing is like, this is like it's one of the best Marvel movies that's up and coming. It's
Sean just saw it yesterday and he texted me and he's like that it's one of his favorite Marvel films. So like for me, that sets the bar pretty freaking high for somebody to say.
Especially for somebody who follows the Marvel universe, the MCU, you know?
Yes, yes. So I am...
So I mean to kind of already declare this, like over all of your past MCU movies that are out there, now bringing in the new phase of things, wow. Because, you know, like I'm already starting to hear the speculation about how the Eternals is going to be really good, you know?
Yeah, I hope that one's really good.
Yeah.
I hope.
You know? Yeah. But that's awesome. I mean, it makes me excited. It makes me more excited to actually dive into this and wait for it, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe 45 days is actually worth the wait, Jen. Because that way both of us can watch it. Maybe we can make a movie night, you know?
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. My only fears are they going to do that with Spider-Man.
Oh, please, don't, please. I know. I mean, you got to think about it because obviously of what they're doing here with this movie. I could understand that, but oh my God, I just don't want to think about that because I'm hoping that one goes right to Disney Plus for the 30 premiere access.
Yep.
But then again, though, I mean, you also have Sony attached to it, so it's probably going to... There's a good chance that it is theatrical.
I don't know.
Damn.
Uh-huh. So, I don't know. I'm just nervous because, like, I don't know. I just, like, you know, like, I see, like, the Delta variant, and now they're actually talking about another variant. Did you see that there's another variant? It's Mu, M-U.
Yeah. Like, it's pronounced like the cow pronunciation, Mu.
Mu. Well, it's the, right? The Greek letter Mu. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, like, there's another COVID variant peeking its head around. So, like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like with everybody, you know, back in school and...
Yeah, we got to watch this. I mean, come on, people. We got to do our parts. We got to be smarter about the decisions we're making. I mean, listen, this isn't the debate, and this isn't anything to get controversial about. But, I mean, between the vaccinated and unvaccinated, start making some smart choices out there because, you know, this stuff is real. You know, and, yes. You know, I don't mean to expose anything or like that, but, you know, I've known some people here recently that just had some really bad cases of it. I'm not going to say any names. I'm not going to say any identities. But, you know, like, I mean, it's been a tough month, you know, trying to keep up with some of these people that I really know because, you know, it's bad. You know, we're talking about hospitalization. We're talking about, you know, extensive treatments that they needed to get in and out, you know, and get ready on their feet, you know? So it's not a joke. It's not a joke.
No. Nope.
Be
nope,
smart. Nope. Okay?
Yep. So, like, I am not one that's, like, going to sit in the movie theater, you know? I don't know.
Yeah.
Not that I really have time to do that now anyways, but... Yeah, so, like, I was kind of annoyed with Disney this weekend.
Okay. No, I don't blame you. I mean, that's a good vent.
Because, like, honestly, like, I know that, like, to be quite honest with you, like, I am having a hard time moving on to Marvel Phase 4. I'm having a very hard time.
Well, I know. And on. Me too. Yeah, me too.
Like, I've been loving our, you know, familiar faces on the limited series that we've been watching. That's been fantastic.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
I am excited to see Shang-Chi and the Eternals and Spider-Man, but I just, yeah.
See, I think Spider-Man, like, once we start getting into that, the Thor and the and Doctor Strange, I think that's all going to get better with us, and especially the Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, that's... Those are James movies Gunn, that are going to keep it going and keep it alive for us. Mm-hmm. You know, the originals I would like to claim, you know?
Yes.
I mean, that's not going to go away, and I think that's going to keep us going. But no, I get what you're saying, because, you know, we're talking about the absence of Iron Man. We're talking about the absence of Captain America. Black Widow.
Yep.
You know, yeah, I mean, there's some names that we just have to move on. We have to move on past them.
Yeah, and that's, like, the other thing, is Disney won't pay ScarJo for... the Premier Access money.
Which I think is bullshit.
Black Widow made. So, like, then why are they holding back Shang-Chi? That's what I'd like to know.
Yeah.
As if, like, you know, like, people were, like, super excited for Black Widow. Uh-huh. And we got that as Premier Access. So, like, give me the Shang-Chi, please.
Yeah.
And they don't. They're just like, nope. Do you know what this whole situation reminds me of? Like, the Mickey Mouse from South Park.
Oh, God, yeah, right?
That's literally what it makes me want to think of.
Yeah, the evil corporation. Now get out there and make me some fucking money! No, Mr. Mouser.
From, like, the Jonas Brothers to...
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You're gonna wear those fucking purity rings. Yep.
Sorry.
I just love that episode because when he's kicking, who is it? Joe Jonas on the ground. He's like, get up, you motherfucker! You know, I'm just gonna say I don't know how many curses it was, but I'll just round it up to 145 because that was worth it. Yeah,
there you go, Mickey.
That was completely worth it. But the South Park episode. You guys know what we're talking about in that dialogue.
Yes. So, like, that's, like, what I've been picturing, like, all weekend is.
Yep.
You know, evil South Park Mickey Mouse.
Evil corporation, man.
Yeah, sorry. I had to, like, go off a script there for a quick minute.
Yeah, it's all right. We got the time. We got the resources, so.
We do.
So I guess we go into the first hot topic of the agenda tonight, right?
Yeah, this tonight's is something episode, that you're excited right? about.
Yeah, can we kind of, like, go into, like, the whole title tonight? So we call this episode 65. This is called Attack of the killer hot dogs. Now, I know, spooky, isn't it?
Spooky. It's like,
and of course, the pop culture reference here goes back to a, I call it a retro cult movie, horror movie that I personally too think it's comical. But if anybody ever remembers that that stupid movie called Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, so that kind of goes back into reference of why I picked tonight's episode, because our first topic is talking about, obviously, this huge wave of concern towards hot dogs. And, you know, let's ask ourselves, you know, you guys probably know exactly what we're going to be talking about. Should we be eating them or should we not? And listen, the whole thing goes is that eating one hot dog takes about 36 minutes off of your life. And now this is putting a stir crazy shows. Of fear in kids, you know?
Well, listen, I'm not going to sit down and tell you that they're the greatest thing on the planet for you. I'm not going to lie to you.
I get that.
But it's like, if you have them every, like, once in a while as a treat, like, sure. You know, like, who doesn't like hot dogs on, like, a 4th of July party?
Well, that's or, what like, I mean. I mean, you're talking Labor about a Day, food Memorial that's been Day. A staple. Right, right. Like,
going to the ballpark.
Even Labor Day coming up here now. Like, people tomorrow are going to have a cookout. Well, our date here for Labor Day, I mean, hot dogs and hamburgers. I kind of feel like that's the last hoorah of the grill party.
Yeah.
Of the grill foods that we normally enjoy over the summertime. And let's face it, I mean, a hot dog is really traditional. It's very American, in my opinion. I mean, even though that there's probably a different origin and, you know, an area of where
Isn't
the
it
hot...
like German?
Yeah, I think it's actually German because it's a Frankfurter. Yeah. You know, and but I mean, for us, though, I mean, yeah, you know, you hold the hot dog and I mean, do we hold on to it or do we actually say, no, you know what, I'm not going to eat that. But recent studies are suggesting that eating just one could take 36 minutes off your life. And this is coming from researchers out of the University of Michigan. And it's all based on a study called the Global Burden of Disease, which measures morbidity associated with one's choices of foods. And the study analyzed nearly 6,000 foods in the U.S. diet and measured their effects on minutes of healthy life gained or lost. So what they arrived at their findings, these researchers devised, I want to call it like an index or something, or like a database that calculates the net beneficial or the detrimental health burden in minutes of healthy life associated with serving food. And, of course, one of them that came up was a standard beef hot dog on a bun. And according to the study, this is exactly what they say, based on, you know, the grams of processed meat, whatever, I'll read it here. According to the study, it's 61 grams of processed meat resulted in the loss of 27 minutes of healthy life. But when you add ingredients like sodium and trans fatty acids, the estimated total loss was 36 minutes.
I would actually like to read the study.
You know, and that's kind of what I got at. Like, I'm just not convinced on it to say, like, okay... Like, I get this. Like, they have said for many years that, okay, this is good for you, this isn't good for you, this is good for you, and this isn't good for you. I get that. We're always going to have that game of what's not good for you and what's good for you. That's kind of like going back to the study that came out, what was it, a couple months ago, where they said, hey, one cup of coffee a day is really good for you. Black coffee, because it's actually good for liver support, it's really good for the liver, and not only that, though, it's just good for, it's a healthy pickup, you know, without the caffeine, the sugar, or any other supplements that you put into the coffee.
Okay.
And I get that. I mean, maybe coffee is beneficial because it is low calorie without anything added to it. And don't get me wrong, I drink my coffee black. I probably drink maybe 4 cups out of the week. So if that's it, even that, but I'm more of a tea drinker these days. I've always been more prone for tea.
Yeah.
But my wife got me on the black coffee and I do. I like it. It's you know, it's something that you get used to. It's kind of what I tell people here with the craft beers. You know, if you're diving into IPAs, at first you're probably going to have like that notion of, I can't handle it because it's so hoppy, it's so bitter. You get used to that because you get more flavor and you get more aromas over time from trying more and more beers. Well, even with the coffee, I mean, it took time. It took time to process, so you got used to it. But, I mean, the benefit of it is now over the years, I mean, you find out how beneficial black, you know, just a regular cup of black coffee is for you. Decaffeinated. So, I mean, hey, if it's good for you, it's good for you. I mean, I'm doing my part. I mean, hell yeah, I'm drinking it. So, I mean, that's a plus. So, hell yeah.
There you go.
You know? But, I mean, what do you, I mean, honestly, though, Jen, I mean, what do you think about, like, the hot dog, though? Do you think it's kind of bogus, or do you think there's actually some validity to it?
No, there's
like, I have to ask you, because you're, I mean, there's medical science here, so, I mean, this is kind of your forte a little bit.
Yes, it, you know, it's my current field of study.
Yeah.
But, like, so far, like, you know, like, I've taken nutrition, so, like, obviously, like, am I telling you to sit down and eat these, like, every day? No, but you have to take everything in, like, moderation. So, of course, like,
okay.
Fresh foods are obviously, like, fresh, unprocessed foods are what you want to go for here. Is a hot dog okay. Fresh, unprocessed food? Absolutely not.
Okay.
So, like, it's just the same as, like, you know, you sit down and you have a hot dog on a holiday, but, like, you don't eat like that every day. Well,
exactly.
You know?
So, it's kind of like the occasion.
Yeah. And it's just like, you know, like you sit down and like, you know, like once in a while you'll have like what? Like you'll order wings or pizza. You know what I mean? Like it's
right.
Just,
we're not ordering them every day.
In moderation. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, let's face it. I mean, we live in northeastern Pennsylvania. Friday is pizza capital for everybody because like you're ordering your favorite pizzas. You're going out getting your pizzas. You might even be dining in to eat your favorite pizzas. But everybody kind of waits till that Friday period to do that, you know?
See, and that's... we do pizza Thursdays in my house during school because I can pick up the pizza on my way home from lab on Thursday. So we've changed it to pizza Thursday in my house.
Well, that's pretty good. I mean, hey, there's nothing against a good Thursday because you know what? That's Thirsty Thursday in my opinion. So that's a good day to have a couple beers. Yep.
Okay.
So, hey, pizza and beer works pretty well that day.
Yes.
But, Here's one thing I would like to actually add to it. And I'm going to ask you a question after I read this.
Okay.
So, scores for the Frankfurter. It is German origin. So, scores for Frankfurter and breakfast sandwiches, burgers and red meat are almost exclusively negative, indicating that eating an additional serving of these foods is health damaging, study authors warn. Now, I often did hear that red
it's
meat...
It's not a lie. Yeah.
Well, right. I often did hear that red meat is health damaging. Like, they tell you to watch how much... Do you watch how much red meat you eat? And even yes. With fish. Even
do
with
know,
fish. People even said that.
Why?
To watch how much you eat. No. For the red meat? No.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's because of the fat content in the meat itself.
Okay. But even if you cut away the fat off the meat...
Right. Correct. Because it's still like, say you sit down and you eat like a fantastic steak, there's still going to be fat marbled throughout the meat. And like whenever you have like ground meat, like did you ever have like a turkey burger versus like a regular beef burger?
Oh, hell yeah. I love a turkey burger.
I know, but the turkey burger is more dry. You don't get like that juice coming out of it. It's because there's no fat content. So it's the fat content that kills you.
So we could agree that the turkey burger is much healthier than the red beef.
Of course, yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Turkey, chicken, there's some fishes, you know, like, you
can't
have,
well, they
like,
say, yeah.
Well, like,
watch how much fish you eat.
It depends what kind of fish, too, because, like,
yep.
the salmon is high
well,
in
bottom feeders. You gotta watch with bottom feeders.
Yeah. And, like,
so
also...
So that's, like, your tilapia, what's the other one? Tilapia and something else.
There's cod. I don't know if it's a bottom feeder, though.
But watch with bottom feeder fish, because they could be high iodine.
Also, iodine and then salmon, I think, is mercury.
I love salmon. Salmon
yeah.
is great.
But, like,
but
you're
you
not going to eat that, like, a million
I love
times
tuna,
a
though.
Day, you know?
Tuna's become one of my new favorites.
Okay.
Yeah, my wife's got me on an ahi tuna kick. I love
See,
it. Love it.
You know how, you know my love of The Deadliest Catch on the Discovery Channel?
Yes.
Did you know that,
Don't tell
one...
me crab meat's bad.
No. But
okay.
the one boat owners, it's Josh Harris and Casey McManus. They
uh-huh.
Own and operate the Cornelia Marie, if anybody's
oh.
familiar with the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, the McManus family.
Yes.
Right?
So,
yeah.
Josh and Casey also have a business in Hawaii, and they catch, like, ahi, mahi-mahi, and a bunch of other crazy-type fish. And they just did... actually, season 2 just came out this past summer of, it's called Deadliest Catch Bloodlines.
Nice.
It's because Josh's father, Phil Harris, who was a very famous crab fisherman, had, like, notes and ties to, like, the Hawaiian Islands. And so they went and they kind of just see what they could do for, like, business. And, like, I think it's been working out really well for them.
Well, that's pretty cool. I mean, I remember watching those shows. What was that, on Discovery Network?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Those were good shows, even back in the day, too. Because, I mean, I think that show's been going on since high school.
Like, oh, yeah. They're on their, like, 20th year or something. So this has been going on since we were, like, children.
Yeah, like, the one episode that still sticks out to me is where they're cutting that fish hook out of that guy's hand. It kind of reminds me of the Perfect Storm scene. Remember that? Where they're cutting that, it was the fish hook right through the guy's hand, like right down by the thumb and the index finger. I don't know what that section of the hand is called, but oh my God.
Yeah, this has been going on, yeah, you're right, since like 2005. Oh God, that's been that long. Jesus.
Yeah, so I mean, we graduated in 2007, yeah. So what, we're soft?
Oh yeah, it's children, like 20 years ago. Oh my God, no.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Way to make us feel old.
I know, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you old geezers, you. So. Now everybody knows where the old man voice came from in the beginning of the...
There you go. Yep. Yeah, Matt does all the voiceovers because he's
fantastic. I do all the voiceovers.
I'm still mad that you didn't get picked to do the...
The Addams Family?
Yes.
I was in the top 120.
Our listeners don't know this, but last spring, the creators and directors of the Addams Family, like the animated film that's coming out eventually, guys.
Yeah.
They had like a voiceover contest where you could like, you know, say some things and send in and like shoot your shot to get a part in the movie.
Yep.
And Matt made it to like the finals, but didn't get picked. So
yeah, it was the top. Well, I'm pretty sure it was like there was 200.
I'm calling it the finals.
Yeah, there was. Yeah, well, I thank you for that because that makes it feel even more like significant. But like there was like 200 people picked out of all the auditions, and then they started evaluating. They said, "Well, you made it so far. I think I was 120 evaluated," and they said, "You know, we thank you for participating. You know, you didn't get a prize or anything like that because you didn't have to pay for it, you know, but like, it was pretty cool just to say like, yeah, you know, I tried something. I did it in my own time. I didn't go out and publicize that. I didn't put it on Facebook saying, hey, I'm auditioning for the Addams Family.
No,
you know, I did it. And I said, hey, you know, if something happens, it happens.
Then it's great. Yeah. But
I mean, I thought I was pretty good at making up voices.
I'm like, you have to do this.
Yeah. Cause like, you know, when the moment hits you, you know, you just start like thinking of this and like, I think of Billy West. Like, I love him. He's one of my favorite, like, anime, like, you know, cartoon, what do you call those? Voiceovers.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, like, I mean, I'll never be a Billy West, but, like, I thought, like, oh, you know, I'm just going to give it a shot. Because I was always good at, like, trying to do some voices, trying to be funny, you know.
Yeah.
Especially over the years. I mean, telling jokes with you guys and being that type of funny. Oh, it's Maddie, you know. So, I don't know. It was pretty cool to do it, though. You're right.
Yes. Yes,
yep.
Yes,
so thanks for bringing that up. That's that. Wow, I completely forgot about that.
Secret Life of Matthew Serba.
Hit the music. All right. So, yeah, the hot dogs are, I guess, watch how many hot dogs you're eating these days. And, you know, if you want a healthy alternative, why don't you try that pickle and peanut butter sandwich? That might be better for you.
Matt, just let it die.
Just let it go, right?
Please, just let it die.
Well, I'll tell you what, if they tell me that's better, I mean, hell yeah, sign me up, I'll do it.
Oh my God.
All right, well, moving on. Thing that I want to talk before we go into break is, and I know you're kind of stoked about this because I think we had multiple discussions about this. We even brought Zach in on it. And, I mean, listen, Disney's bringing up a new attraction. They're coming out with this new thing for the tourist to enjoy at Disney Resorts. It's Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser. Now, number one, as a Star Wars fan, I am so, like
you're talking about the hotel, right?
Right. Like, I can't even give you a word of expression here because, like, I think if I was there, like, somebody better be there, like, on paramedic control because, like, I might just have the heart attack right there just living the dream.
Yeah, you know, so, like, they released some, like, I don't want to call them, like, promo photos, but, like, the photos of, like, the set designs, like, things like that. So, like, it looks pretty awesome.
But, I mean, the doors are going, whoosh, you know, like, everything, like, all those, like, the noises, like, the sound effects.
Well, of course, that's the Disney magic, Matt.
And, of course, like, you're getting, like, you'll be walking through hallways and you'll see holographic presentations, holographic images. You know, and I think that's really cool because it's like you're almost bringing the film to life for people to enjoy it as they're staying there at the Disney Resort.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But, I mean, this is, it's definitely, it's one for a cost-saving option. I mean, if you're going to go into this, I mean, you're going to have to go big money for it because the money is estimated at, what is it, $5,000 a family to stay at the resort?
Well,
I heard $5,000 to $7,000.
I don't think they have,
and I don't, like, I don't think that's based on a number, yet? Right?
No, like, I don't know. Whenever you stay on, like, Disney property, it's always very expensive, but like you're also, you know, that's,
well, actually I just pulled up something real quick. Do you want to hear this?
Yeah.
For the cost of nearly $5,000, two guests can enjoy a two-day experience at the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser Hotel. So it has two guests per cabin. One night is $1,209.
Yeah.
So three guests added to it is $889 extra. Four guests, it kind of decreases with the discount of $749. But of course, I mean, when you add in the packages, the voyage total, because I guess that's what they're calling it, the voyage package, it's all totaled up to an estimate of $4,809.
Like, Disney's not cheap.
Well, it's and not. Believe me, and even just to go to Disney, just to the park itself, and it, you know, I mean, yeah, you could definitely say that, you know?
Yeah, like, you know, you could spend like $1,000 just on park tickets for the week.
Well, you've been there enough times to actually, I mean, you could give the insight on this too, like, oh, you know, not, it's not a cheap trip.
Disney, I've been, you know, just a couple times, but I'm more of a Universal.
Yeah, but you've been there enough to actually know what you're expecting to pay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So, like, it's just like, you know, excuse me, they are expensive, but it's like, I don't know, to do it once or twice is going to be worth it. Like, once COVID goes away, I really want to go.
I just
want to
build my own lightsaber.
I'm going to cry the entire time. Like, as soon as we get in line and then you get to choose, like, what, you know.
I want to make sure that whatever trip you're deciding to go, I'm included in this, and I want both of us. I want both of us to construct our own lightsabers.
Lauren's going to have to just, like, videotape me, like, ugly crying the entire time.
Well, it might be me, too. I mean, listen, I mean, I might be sobbing like a baby. Like, I might be, oh, my Lord. I mean, I'll be infant Luke at that time.
Yes. So I'm just going to cry the entire time. But, yeah, I really want to do that. Like, our friend Mark has been twice already, so.
Yep.
I'm
just telling people, I mean, get ready to change my fucking diaper. You know, like, I'm ready, baby. I want to go.
I want to go too. It's wonderful.
But it's something that you have to consider. Like, I mean, if you're really gung-ho on this, it's something you got to save up for. I mean, it's not going to be a cheap trip like you said.
No, it's not a cheap trip. And then, you know, you also want to make the most of it too. Cause, like, you know,
well, sure, you want the full experience
down there. Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I mean, if you're going through all this trouble and you're going through, you know, booking the travel trip, getting the tickets for the park, whatever it may be. I mean, like I said, I've never been to Disney. That's one of my biggest dreams that I want to go there.
Like, never, never?
I was never, 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 never? Yeah, no, I was never at Disney, if you could believe it. But that's one trip, and I think something like this, obviously, I would be overwhelmed of emotion because of something that I've loved over the years. It's probably something that I would definitely consider paying the money to go to.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
But again, this is something that it just wouldn't be like, okay, yep, next year we're doing it. Like, I mean, I would want to talk to my wife and say, listen, babe, we gotta put expenses aside. We gotta make sure that we can afford this. You know, we gotta do what we gotta do. And if we had to cut some things and we had to say, listen, okay, we can't spend money on this, I would be gung-ho to say whatever we would have to do to cut it and make this, I will do it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I just want to make sure that if we ever do go to this park and we explore this, we do it together. We do it as a group. We experience it in full entirety.
Your wife requested that we do the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party.
Oh, that would be pretty cool.
I love the parks at Halloween time. Like, Halloween Horror Nights at Universal is phenomenal. If anybody's...
Well, they decorate that park like there's no tomorrow.
Well, it's like they bring the Hollywood sets to the studios, and like you walk through like your favorite, like, you know, monster movie sets, and like then they do original themes and like things like The Walking Dead that everybody knows, and it's just like they spend so much money and effort, and it's fantastic.
But see, even going into like the monster movies, so like you're talking about like classic monster movies, Frankenstein, werewolf,
yeah, like
Dracula, Mummy.
I don't remember which year it was, but that's what they did. It was all the classic monster.
Yep.
Monster,
well, you're talking about 1930s. Those movies mm-hmm. date back a long time, like Bela Lugosi. Oh my God, it's hurting me that I can't think of his name. The actor that played Frankenstein and the Mummy. I'm trying to think. Boris Karloff.
Mm-hmm.
These are staple movies. These were the foundations of horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these movies paved the way for a lot of other movies that we see today in the horror element.
Yeah, and then you got to stop it. You know? It's like the Monster Mash Cafe or something like that. So it's all like the OG monsters, like where you sit and like you eat dinner.
Oh, snap.
I think we got pizza on the way out from there. It was good.
Man. See? So, we got to go.
Yes, we'll go.
But
we'll go.
You know what we also do? We do have to go to break.
We got to go to break. Yes, of course.
We might have a little special guest coming in here. So,
fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. So sit back, relax. Why don't you go refill those snack bowls? Get yourself a beer if you have to refill, or whatever you're drinking. Water, tea, coffee tonight. the black coffee, just a regular black coffee. do what you got to do, refill them, and we will be right back.
All right, everybody, welcome back from our short little break there. I think Matt wants to talk about some things coming up this week.
Oh, hell yeah. Are you ready for some football?
Yeah, I can't believe football's back. Like, I can't believe it's September already. It's just, it's wild.
Well, when you come to this point, right, in the year, when it's like the beginning of September, we know that it's almost kickoff. So, like, preseason, it totally just concluded. Which I have to say, I mean, you know, a lot of people dig on the preseason of football because it's like, oh, well, that doesn't count.
It
doesn't matter. But you know what? I always felt that preseason of football is something worthy, you know, for especially fans to watch their upcoming prospects. You know, that's just my opinion. I always thought the preseason was important just to see how your other well-rounded areas of the team would improve, you know? And I get it that, you know, some people could be cut, some people could be released, but I mean, that's an important part. I mean, preseason football kind of gets us right into the regular season, you know? And I don't know how you feel, Jen. I mean, watching preseason.
Watch it.
Yeah.
No. I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care.
And that makes sense because being a New England Patriots fan, like, you don't need a preseason, right? You already know. Like, your mentality is like, yeah, we're going to win the Super Bowl anyway.
Well, that used to be the mentality. Now, you know, that's probably all the Buccaneers fans out there. But
well, you know, when TFB leaves the team, that was the curtain call. That was the closing, right?
Yeah.
And we all know what TFB stands for, right?
We do. And you're unless
Tom
you wanna...
friggin' Brady. I just saved myself from another donation.
Yes.
But no, I just want to let everybody know that football season week one, September 9th through the 12th, the first game of the season kicks off with Thursday Night Football, which features the Cowboys versus the Bucks. I think that's a pretty good opener. Obviously, America's team, Dallas Cowboys. Donnie, I'm rooting for your team this year. I hope Dak has a really good season. Seriously, beat those Bucks into the ground, you know? And, of course, Donnie being the winner tonight, ticket number 9603, I have to give that shout-out. So
there you go.
Yep. So, yeah, just recapping on it, just make sure, I mean, football does start up, and if you are participating in any fantasy football leagues, just note that there's a lot of available platforms out there. You guys could be joining Yahoo, ESPN, DraftKings. There's so many different platforms that you could get out there on fantasy football. And even if you just didn't want to go through the initial draft process, you could always go through a mock draft. You could do that as a pre-practice, I guess you could say. And then, you could draft your leagues, have a party, do what you need. But, it's a fun thing, especially around this time. You know, I would just, if it was up to me, you know, if you're thinking fantasy football, try not to get in on it late. Try and get in on it now while you can. You know, just obviously to make it current and make it good, you know?
Yeah.
But, that's pretty much all I got. I mean, just, hey, it's football season. Let's go, you know?
Yes.
So I guess the next thing that we want to talk about is we have a show that Jenna and I have been watching. It's actually been pretty
good.
Yeah, it's been going really good. I mean, this show has been, to me, because, I mean, being a wrestling fan and following wrestling for a lot of years, I think that's the big thing that kind of glues me to it. And the term that they have here, they call the show heels. And anybody knows that a heel in wrestling is the villain character. They try to promote the villain character, obviously in a storyline. And, I mean, it's just pretty interesting because, like I said, you know, to me, I always kind of looked at the villain character. You know, they never get a lot of credit. And sometimes the villain can make a big turnaround to make a good difference, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that if they play this really well into a season, they make this a show and it goes multiple seasons, we kind of unravel that that storyline of where we could take a villain to be a good person, a good turnaround, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's definitely one to watch. They're already, like, I don't want to say they're in talks, but lots of rumors have been thrown around that this is probably going to be one of the best, like, dramatic shows of the year.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So, it's pretty good.
Yep. I'm just checking in over here. I'm looking, Vito D is, he's motioning his head. He likes it, so.
There you go.
Yeah, he watches it with me. Well, he's in my office all the time, so.
There you go.
You know, Steven, I feel like Mel. He doesn't get any sunlight, you know, he needs that vitamin D.
There you go.
He's a cute little bugger. Everybody's going to love him.
Nice.
But yeah, heels, definitely a big recommendation, especially for wrestling fans. If you love wrestling and you really do glue to the storylines of the federations and the leagues that are out there, definitely watch it because there's a lot to... there's a lot that you could relate to. There's a lot that you could really pinpoint and compare it to, like, professional wrestling sports.
Yeah.
And wrestling is not an easy sport for an athlete to captivate on. That's one sport that I think is really struggling. And one thing that I really like about this series is that they
shows the behind-the-scenes.
Yeah. I mean, they show the real life, the real life scenario of these people working their heart out to be a professional athlete of wrestling. And like,
just to give you guys some ratings.
Go ahead.
IMDb is showing it 8 out of 10. And
that's a really good rating.
Rotten Tomatoes is giving it 100%.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Really?
Yeah. So, like,
that's a rarity, by the way.
It is.
No, because I never see 100%. Like, that's almost like a perfection rating. That's like rating a perfect beer at a 5-star rating, you know?
Yes. Like, there's also, like, I'm not sure if you noticed this in last week's episode.
Go ahead.
Like, recently, this guy's been in the news. So, like, I'm going to show my wrestling, I guess my deficiency here.
I think I know who you're
Punk.
Talking about. Yeah. Yeah. I knew you were going for that. Yeah.
He showed up as, actually Ricky Rabies was his character name for like the wrestling, but
yeah,
you even have some like real wrestlers show up in the show.
Yeah.
And, like the big three names on the ticket are Stephen Amell, Alexander Ludwig. Stephen Amell's from Arrow. Alexander Ludwig was in, he was in the Hunger Games, if we think back far enough. But he was in the Hunger Games. He was also in Vikings. And then there's Chris Bauer, who's, you know, just all over multiple TV series. So, like, those guys are, like, you know, the top of the ticket here.
Yeah, that's a good casting. That's a really good casting, though.
Yeah, it's a good show. It's worth, to me, it's worth buying the Star subscription over and then just cancel it when you're done.
Jen, one thing that I'd like to point out, though, too, like, with this show, like, these perform... I don't want to call them... See, I'm going for performers, because, like, I'm thinking wrestling, you know? Mm-hmm. But, like, these actors, they've gone through the training, they've gone through the tactics of learning, you know? And I think it's Stephen Amell?
Yes.
Yeah, I think Stephen Amell already had a background in it. And
he did. So he was on a couple of summers ago, like, he showed an interest in wrestling. And he was actually on one of the Summer Slams to wrestle with Stardust, Cody Rhodes. And yep. I watched that Summer Slam just so I could support Stephen, to be quite honest with you.
Yep. No, you're absolutely right.
And he came back and did some other things.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. 100% on that. And like I said, you know, it's just amazing because in this show, you kind of captivate on that, where there's that professionalism of where these actors have gone through the necessary training and those necessary tactics to, you know, try to portray that performer. I think that's really cool. It's kind of almost like, you know what this kind of reminds me of? Like, if you go back to the Keanu Reeves movie, and you're going to love this.
My boy.
Your boy. Think about it, right? Like, when we had that movie, The Replacements, they had to go through those trainings, and they had to go through those, they did. A lot of those actor portrayal moments in the film, they had to actually play real football.
Correct.
And don't get me wrong, there were stunt doubles. There were real professional football players. I'm just calling them real professional.
Probably some of the extras, yeah.
The extras. They had professional experience playing football. But if you look at it and you read into, I don't want to call it the documentary, but it's almost like a behind the scenes, like how they used to feature. Yeah, the commentary of the film. Mm-hmm. Those actors had to play out most of those scenes to be a football player. And I kind of appreciate this series here on Stars, where you're kind of getting the same concept. These actors had to go through the same concepts of portraying a professional atmosphere of wrestling, you know? Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that, or?
I do.
Okay. So I'm glad we're on that agreement, but it is a killer, 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 killer series of show to watch. Definitely subscribe to it if you don't have it. I'm telling you, it's worth it. 100%.
I agree.
Okay. Do you have anything else on? Do you have anything else to add on Heels, or?
No, I just think it's fantastic, and the only thing I wish is it was more than, I think it's like a 10-episode show, like, I wish it was more than that.
I know. Every time I watch it, I wish the episodes were longer, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I'll be watching that after we get done with here with this episode.
Okay.
Well, of course, after our Sea of Thieves, you know?
Yeah, we can play some of that. Go read
just a
some
tad. Just a wee bit.
Children, yep.
All right, so the next thing that we have on the agenda, American Horror Story.
Yeah, so two things about American Horror Story.
Go for it.
This season's, what is this, 10? And
we're this getting would be,
double
yes.
feature. So it's like, I don't want to say like mermaids, but it's like the first half of the season is mermaids and the second half of the season is like aliens in like Area 51, I think.
Yeah.
Because it's called double feature.
Yep. And I'm already kind of getting that extraterrestrial vibe, you know?
Yeah.
And the one thing I like about it, though, is the storyline. The storyline is, I don't want to call it perfection, but the storyline is very, very interesting, how it leads into it, you know? And being, I don't know if I want to give any spoilers out here, because I don't know if anybody watched it yet, but what's happening to the characters and how they're developing into this extraterrestrial life, that's the part that's captivating me the most and kind of gluing me to it, you know?
Yeah, like, there's a lot of, like, speculations about, like, what's gonna happen, which, obviously, we can't really talk about much because the season's not over yet, and we don't want to be spoilers for people yet, but I don't know,
there's a couple
theories, like, floating around that I think is gonna be, like, super interesting, and a lot of them revolve around Lily Robb's character. Her name's Doris in the show, and she's, like, a mom.
Yeah.
So, yep. Yeah, a lot of, like, the fan theories think that, like, shit's gonna explode with her, so.
Think she's, like, the mother? Like, the queen?
I don't know, because she's still human, so...
Technically, right?
Yeah.
But it's kind of like, if you remember that, old horror movie called The Faculty?
Oh my god, with Elijah Wood? Yes.
Yeah, remember that? Uh-huh. Elijah Wood and Josh Hartnett?
Yes.
Well, I remember Mary Beth's character. She was kind of portraying, like, the regular human.
Yes, and in fact, she was not.
Yep, and then right at the very final end of it, we find out that her weakness was... Surprise. So I kind of feel like maybe we'll get something signifying that, where it's like at the end of it, maybe that'll be the revealing?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I thought about that, and it's weird, because what a weird movie to kind of connect to that series, you know? Yeah. And I just want to give a big shout out. I'm really digging Macaulay Culkin's character.
Yeah, in this season. Pretty cool to see him back on the screens.
Yeah, I mean, Kevin McAllister is like fucking... he's apex right now. You know,
well, technically, yeah. So yeah, and like, did you watch the anthology series American Horror Stories?
No,
you didn't watch that.
I didn't get to watch that
story.
But I know you did, right?
I did, yeah. It was
what'd you think of it?
I liked it, and like, there's like three or four of the episodes that like connect to the same storyline, so that was kind of interesting to see that play out.
Right.
A lot of the episodes deal with everybody's favorite murder house, so.
And that was an epic series.
Mm-hmm. So yep. It, you know, like, it's. Just I still cool even to come go back to it. That.
Like, one of my favorite series in American Horror Story was. I got to go back to the Lady Gaga.
Mine was Coven.
Yeah, what was that? Hotel.
Lady Gaga's was Hotel.
I got my wife here. She's even saying the same thing. She's like, Hotel. Hotel. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that one was a good one. I liked seeing Gaga in that. I think that was actually like her gateway into acting, wasn't it?
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, Gaga as an actress. Wow, yeah. What a performer. Like, I mean, phenomenal role.
Yeah, so then she went on to do, like, A Star is Born.
That was a good movie.
I didn't see it.
And that was actually based off a remake, that movie.
Yeah, it was.
Yep.
What's her name? Barbara Streisand was in the original.
Yep.
She's also coming out with, her and Adam Driver are going to be the Gucci's in, like, really? The Gucci murder film. Yeah, you didn't see any of this?
No.
Oh, yeah, it looks phenomenal. And it's hilarious because, like, you see Adam Driver trying to get into, like the 1970s like Lamborghini, and he's so tall, so he's got to like squish himself to like get in the car. It's hilarious,
man. What a role for Kylo Ren.
Yes, well, like, I've liked Adam Driver since before he was Kylo.
And you know what, there was a movie that he had with Scarlett Johansson. I don't remember
what it was called, but it was on Netflix.
It was a drama. I don't even want to call it a drama comedy. It was a drama romance, was it? It was actually really good, though, Jen.
I know, I've seen
it. To actually see him go from one role to another, he actually played it really well.
He's good in lots of things. There's like a secret like you would never think that one on Amazon, and he was in Girls on HBO, if you saw Girls.
Yep. And I mean, I saw this movie once. Like, I watched it at a late night during the pandemic, and I was like, wow, this actually ain't too bad. And then the next day, I was watching Scarlett Johansson and Matt Damon in a film. It was something about a zoo. Because it was recommended. And I'm like, oh, well, that sounds pretty interesting, because I love Scarlett Jo. Mm-hmm. She's just captivating on her actress resume. And she always has been. Yeah. I can't remember the name of the film, but if anybody knows, hey, message us on Facebook and let us know what that is.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, American Horror Story, freaking phenomenal so far.
It's good. I agree.
All right. So I think this is a good point. I'm going to actually bring in a special guest here right now. We're going to bring in my wife. Yes.
Lauren's and back.
Yeah, she's got enough to talk about with you, so... We're going to move this microphone just a little bit over to the left-hand side, and we're going to throw some headphones on for her. So, real quick, let's just give it a little...
There you go, Wayne's World.
I was going to say, what the hell is that? What's up?
Hello. Welcome back for a nice little chat on our show.
I'm more ready this time.
I want to talk about, because Lucifer's coming out next week, so I figured that was a good place for us to start.
Oh my god, yeah.
So I'm kind of nervous. Like, I don't know about you, but I'm kind of nervous for this new season.
I know. I don't know what to expect. Like, I really thought that the fifth season was over. Like, that was it. And I was so sad. I'm like, they cannot end it like this. So I don't know where we're going to go with this next last season.
I'm just glad that, like, Netflix was able to, like, pick this up and they were able to continue on. And hopefully, like, I really hope we get, like, a good ending because I've seen lots of shows that just have, like, a sucker of an ending and it just lets you down so much.
Oh my god, yeah, definitely.
So I think they're gonna, like, high hopes.
Yes, I think they're bringing back a Detective Douche. I'm pretty sure that's what I'm feeling by the pictures.
I think so, because the actor that plays him, I think he had, like, a scheduling conflict, and then obviously when they were shooting the final season, it was gone.
Yeah.
I think that's what happened with that.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting now that Lucifer is God. He's just going to change things around a little bit.
I'm kind of nervous about how that's going to affect his relationship with Chloe.
Oh, I think she's going to go up to heaven with him.
You think?
Or if he really wants to go to heaven, who knows with him.
Okay. Because, like, technically, isn't Dan in hell, technically?
Yes.
Okay. So I think they have to go, and I would assume that one of their adventures is they're going to go and save Dan, don't yes. you think?
I would think so. But there's no one ruling hell right now, so maybe Lucifer/God is going to just swoop down and get him with no consequences.
They released the episode titles. Did you take a look at those yet?
I don't think, not the titles. I watched a trailer, though. It didn't show, like, too much, though. But I'll have to look at the titles. What do you think about the titles? What could you tell so far?
So, like, the final three are what's kind of, like, making me a little nervous. So episode 8 is titled Save the Devil, Save the World.
Oh, God.
So what kind of mischief are they gonna get into that Lucifer is potentially gonna need saving?
Oh God, imagine that. He's a devil at heart to begin with, and he gets in always, like, a lot of trouble.
Then episode 9 is called Goodbye Lucifer.
Oh.
And then episode 10 is Partners Till the End. So, huh. Like, to me, these, just Chloe, the titles of the last, right?
Chloe, yeah. And him, because they're partners. That's what I think.
I'm hoping. To me, is that they're going to get together or they're going to part ways?
But the partners forever. They can't do that. They can't do it to us.
I'd hope not, so I think we're going to have to, like, wait and see. I don't know. I think it's going to be bonkers, to be quite honest with you.
And for anyone out there listening who have not seen Lucifer, you need to. It's a life changer. It's probably the best Netflix show I have ever watched.
Yeah. By far. Like, funny story that it came out on, what, Fox Network first?
I never watched any shows on Fox Network. Even, okay. Like, any shows I'm watching on Netflix, like, Matt will be like, that's from the CW. I'm like, what is a CW?
Yeah.
Where are these shows from?
I think Lucifer was on Fox before it was on Netflix.
Okay.
So, because then they canceled it, and Netflix picked it up to give us the final, like, I don't know, the last 2 or 3 seasons, I think.
Okay.
So, they gave us a chance to you know, finish it up and get it, hopefully, a proper ending. So we'll have to check back with everybody next week and let you know.
I really hope so. I think I'm going to binge watch it in like 2 days. That's what I usually do. I'll stay up until the sun comes out in the morning because I'm there crazy like that. But it's the only show I'm just like drawn to it. Like I'll just be up against the TV. Matt will see me. He thinks I'm crazy.
So then, I have some, like, Nightmare Before Christmas news for you guys that I'm going to hit you with.
Ooh, let's hear it. Matt's favorite movie.
So, I told Matt, and I told you earlier, that they came out with a cookbook.
So, what is involved in this cookbook?
So, like, if you go on Amazon, I saw it on Amazon. So, if you go on Amazon, it shows you a couple, like, apparently there's, like, 200 pages in the book.
Oh my gosh.
And like, so they give you a bunch of recipes. So like you can do snacks, appetizers, entrees, desserts, and drinks. And then it tells you how to like plan a this is Halloween party, a Nightmare Before Christmas party, a birthday party, and like a Zero's like barbecue party.
Oh my goodness.
This sounds like a good birthday gift.
Oh yeah, yeah. I just bought stuff on Amazon too. I should have looked it up. But yeah, we're planning a Halloween party, so I might have to just check that out.
And, like, they give you, like, if you look, you can find, like a little sneak peek of, like, a couple of the recipes. And the one looks so cute. It's Oogie Boogie Lemon Meringue Cupcakes. And they're, like, little green blobs, just like him. It's so cute.
Oh, gosh. It's basically just, like, things that are, like, in the shape of
Like, if you look at, like, the cover of it, it kind of looks like, there's a lot of, like, spider snowflakes and, like, the Christmas wreaths that have teeth, like, as cookies and stuff. So, like, I think we're going to get a lot of, like, themed desserts and, like, food for, like, party snacks.
That's awesome, though. Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to go check that out since we're, like, with the Halloween party. That'll be, like, perfect.
Yeah. And then also there's a part two for this news. This is probably something I don't think Matt knows, but we're getting a sequel for The Nightmare Before Christmas.
What?
Yes. No. So the sequel is actually coming in the form of a novel, and it's called Long Live the Pumpkin Queen.
Oh.
So it's about Sally's life after her and Jack get married.
I hope they don't ruin it. You know, when they come out with these sequels, it's like, I know. Like, even Hocus Pocus 2, I'm like, are you gonna ruin it?
Did you read it?
No.
Oh, okay. I did.
Oh.
Nothing to, like, write home about, so I just pretend it doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm. That's probably what's gonna happen. It's gonna be like, I'm gonna pretend it didn't happen.
I hope not.
Like, for, like, any movies, TV shows, whatever, that, like, come out, like, decades after, it's like, no, there was a reason. Like, you couldn't come up with something sooner, so that means don't do it.
Right?
Oh.
So, yeah, I think the cookbook might be worth a look there, because it looks super cute.
Yeah, if I get it and make something, we'll have to take a picture and put it on the Facebook or the Twitter.
There you go. Like, oh, I'm looking, you can do, like, a little preview. There's, like, spider webs made out of, like, pretzels. Oh, these things look super cute. Oh,
that's, like, cute, yeah.
I think these would be really good.
I have to, well, for Matt's birthday. There you go.
There you go, then you'll have it in time.
I'm not that old.
No, not yet. We're not that old yet. Soon, but not yet. Not today.
Not
today. Yeah, let's talk when I'm 35.
Yeah, there you go. Then you're creeping. Yeah.
Today, Satan.
Yes.
You know, in 35, like, that's the halfway point to 70, you know?
Oh my God, I don't even want to think about it.
Sorry to you old listeners.
Oh gosh. So is there any other bookkeeping we got to do, Matt, before we wrap it up for the week?
Well, I mean, other fall traditions. I mean, do we have anything that we'd like to share?
Oh, we're definitely doing pumpkin carving for sure.
Oh, yes. That's always a yearly tradition. What else do you do, Jenna, usually?
That's pretty much it. Like, last year during COVID, I don't know if you guys said this, the Lakeland Orchard, they did a drive-through Halloween light display, which was kind of cool.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, like, I haven't seen anything posted about it yet, but I really hope that they have it again. Yeah,
it'd be interested to hear, like, if anyone wants to comment and say what they do. I think it's in New York, they have this huge, like, jack-o'-lantern place. I forget what it's called, but, like, different states do really cool things, and it'll just be interesting to hear, like, what does everyone do, like, in their hometown. I know I have family, like, in California, they don't have, like, the... You know, they don't get to enjoy all the seasons like we do, but they still have pumpkin patches. But it's just interesting to know, like, what else people do around their area.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we do pumpkin carving, and that's pretty much it.
Jen, one thing I was actually telling my wife here I said, I brought up an idea because we're having this Halloween party. I said, one thing that I really admired that my father did over the years with making Halloween decorations, like doing things when we were kids and stuff, he used to cut out tombstones out of cardboard, and he'd stake them into the ground. Like, you'd spray paint them gray, you know, make them look like a tombstone, and then write some sayings on them. And I said, you know, one tradition that I'd like, especially since we're throwing this Halloween party, I said, I'd love to bring that tradition, you know?
There you go.
I think that'd be pretty cool. Like Frankenstein, you do like a little Arnold Schwarzenegger reference. I'll be back.
Oh,
you know?
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah, we definitely have enough Chewy boxes, like, in our basement.
I know, right?
Up to the
and I'm
roof.
Stacking them, too, yeah.
We get those all the time.
And if I don't like how they come out, I'm just going to throw them in a fire.
There you go.
But then that makes for a good tradition for next year because you remake and you make
try
new
again.
Ones.
Yeah.
You know?
Try again if you do try again.
But I think that'd be pretty cool if, like, we put a scavenger hunt together, like for the party. Like, maybe
that's
all
like
of us could come together and we could do
hunts.
Something with the tombstones and have people do, like, a little, you know, kind of like a pub crawl. You know how, like, you go to bar? Well, for the party, we have a little graveyard. We do a little scavenger hunt, you know?
Around
we could bury something and be like, okay, go find your prize.
Get your shovels.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine? People would have to be really drunk to do that. Like,
I think people would participate. I think everybody would just do it.
Unless we're like, okay, it's not candy.
There you go.
Kind of reminds me of, like, the Addams Family. Remember, what is it, the first movie? Where they're like, wake the dead!
Time to get the dead? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we could do
Remember?
That. Yeah.
Yeah, we could call it Wake the Dead.
There you go.
See
That's
what
an
little
idea.
Things are hiding in some dirt.
Oh, God. Creepy crawlies.
Jen, I'll videotape you doing that. We'll put it on your group page.
We could on our garlic jar page.
Waking the dead.
There we go.
Like, what are you guys doing tonight? Jenna's playing in dirt.
And then you got Uncle Fester in the background. Hey, everybody!
That'll be
That's
bad.
A good Halloween costume for
yeah,
you,
yeah,
Uncle
right,
Fester.
Uncle Fester, right?
There you
it's
go.
Not too hard to put together, right?
Yeah, he's pale
no,
enough.
No, shouldn't be.
Oh, stop.
A little plump, too, but that's all right.
Oh! You're right.
She got
I
you twice.
I think we should cut her off.
All right. Well, I think that just about wraps us up for the week. Stay tuned, guys, for next weekend. We'll have more details coming forward about, you know, the pumpkin carving contest and when you expect, like, you know, when we expect the prizes to go live and what we, you know, once we decide on how we're going to do it. And thank you everybody for participating in our lottery giveaway.
Yes, thank
I'm
you.
Really
thank you everybody.
Our winners. And yeah, stay tuned. We've got some special things coming up in the works for you guys. So thank you everyone and have a good one.
Good night everybody.
Good night. Go watch Lucifer. With a high and a piccolo and a